The home of ethnic power struggles, wars that have killed millions, and an Ebola outbreak, is also the home to some of the fastest growing economies in the world. If you make a list of the 10 most rapidly growing economies, 6 are in Africa.
It's a continent with a lot of tech-savvy young people and a growing middle class, and it's the focus of a summit meeting starting today in Washington. NPR's Gregory Warner has more.
There are some $1 billion in deals due to be announced this week between the United States and Africa. Announced at an historic U.S.-Africa summit convened by the White House, hosting more than 40 African presidents in Washington, D.C. But Jonathan Berman, a fellow at Columbia University, says this summit is more than just deals.
That's a bit of a pageant. Those deals are either developed beforehand or they're not yet fully baked. So that's not really what a summit does. What I think a summit can do, and I think this summit in particular can do, is change a narrative, is change perceptions.
Change perceptions about Africa that Berman himself has been trying to update. His book, Success in Africa, features interviews with African CEOs and the historic opportunities that he says a lot of American businesses stuck in old thinking about the continent are failing to take advantage of.
Business people are not that much different from other people, right? They're informed by the ecosystem around them, by what they see every day in theaters or what they heard growing up.
And growing up, they heard feed the starving children in Ethiopia. Not that Ethiopia's growth rate, according to the World Bank, just exceeded China's. So Berman says this summit has a corrective aim to enable meetings between American CEOs and African ones and African officials.
Because ultimately, an executive is making an investment decision, can look at the numbers, but he or she is going to want to know, with whom am I going to do business?
So with whom are they going to do business? Well, I put that exact question to Tutu Alicante. He's a human rights activist in exile from Equatorial Guinea. It's a country where oil riches have resulted in the highest GDP per capita in all of Africa. So good news, except the actual poverty rate is over 75%.
We are talking about a country in which torture still happens every day. And the judiciary is not independent. The laws set the stage up for what exists today, the perfect kleptocracy, a situation where one family controls all the oil revenues.
That one family is the family of President Teodoro Obiang. President Obiang is not only invited to this White House summit, he's also the featured guest at a separate forum this week with the Corporate Council on Africa, a forum to drum up more investment to the country, which Tutu Alicante says is the precisely wrong way to bring change.
If you look at history, I mean, let's look at South Africa. It took companies, it took businesses boycotting the apartheid regime in order for that regime to change. It wasn't investing further into the apartheid regime that got them to change.
This Africa summit has been criticized by international groups and some African activists for not inviting more human rights workers and government reformers. Chris Biaruhanga works for the international anti-poverty group Action Aid. He's been honored by the White House's Young African Leaders Initiative for his work in his native Uganda, where he tries to bring transparency to oil deals. So, for instance, he'll report on a deal that seems to line official pockets instead of helping ordinary Ugandans. He's been called a saboteur by his own government. And yet, he wants his president to go to this summit, come to Washington, and make those deals.
I want investment to come to Africa so badly. So badly. I want industries to come to Africa. I have 3 children that I want to work in Uganda when they come of age.
And he says it's his job and the job of other young, middle-class, educated Africans to bring pressure on these African governments, more than it's the job of American corporations.
Our concern with government is not even meant to be solved on American soil. Our concern with government is back home. So let them come, sign these deals. But when you come back home, tell us what you've done and allow us to make some input.
Biaruhanga is trying to change another old narrative about this continent, from the Africa that always seems to need help from the West to the Africans that can help themselves. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Washington.